Welcome to New Creation Christian Center. My name is Harold Franklin, and I'm the pastor of New Creation. We meet on Saturday nights at 7 in Seattle, Washington. We hope the Word of God changes and challenges your life and that you are refreshed and renewed by hearing the Word, because the Bible says faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So we thank you for joining us. And now we'll get into this week's message.
Not like you were special or you were anything, but I called you precious from the beginning. And it was wonderful that he began to show me all that. And with giving me all that and showing me all that, I graduated high school with more credits than what I needed. And I was able to succeed. I was able to, you know, reach my dreams and my goals. I was able to fall in love with a wonderful man and know that I have a purpose, know that God designed me, and know that, you know, he purified me. He washed me clean of all the bruises, all the hurt, all the fear, all the anger, and gave me a new start. He purified me and made me right. Like they spoke in there about purifying gold. It goes through a process. It's hard, and it's a long process. And sometimes you go through situations where you're being weighed down, and it's struggling, and you feel like you're in it all by yourself. But God's right there with you. He's saying, I'll keep you. You've been tested. You've been tried. You feel like I'm all alone. There's no one I can go to. I have family. I have friends around me. But I can't really go to them. I feel like I'm by myself. God said, I have you. I'm here. I'm waiting for you to speak to me, to open your mouth and voice what you're going through. And as he began to speak to me, he began to purify me, to remove all those scars, remove all the baggage, remove all the anger, all the guilt, all the shame. And so that's a little bit about my testimony. But as he gave me the topic purity, the example or the definition is being free from tainting, from polluted matter, being washed clean. And that's the definition that I got for purity. And with us having purity, we need to have a pure mind and purify our words, our thoughts. Because what, like they said in there, garbage in, garbage out. Whatever you speak into yourself, whatever you allow to go into yourself, you're going to spit that back out. So if I'm listening to MTV, if I'm listening to the latest radio station and it's speaking down about women or speaking down about what's going on in society, then I'm taking a picture of that image is being stored in me, and I'm spitting that back out to someone else. When I get mad, I'm gonna use those cuss words, or I'm gonna use different things. If you're being taught that, if you're feeding into that, if you're allowing that to go into you, and we have to purify our minds and have the right mind frame. And with doing that, we have to ask God, God, how do I feed myself the right stuff? And that's with listening to the right music, Christian music that's gonna lift you up, that's going to encourage you, that's not going to speak down about you, that's going to let you know you have a purpose, you have a hope, you have a future. And the first scripture I want to go to, it's on this, they're not all in order, but they're all on the papers, most of them. And the first scripture I want to go to is James chapter 3 and 9 through 10. It says, with the tongue we praise our God and Father, and with it we curse human beings. We have been made in God's likeness. Out of the same mouth we praise and cursing. My brothers and sisters, this should not be. So right there, he's letting us know in plain and simple that with this same mouth we can lift up or we can tear down. We have to remember that the way we speak to people, everyone can't take it the same way. I could tell my husband, you're crazy, and he'll take it laughing and say, oh, yeah, I know. But there could be someone else that'd take it and say, oh, they really think I'm crazy. They may act like they're okay, but really deep downside, that's a little wound. That's a little cut. Because maybe someone really told them they were crazy, and they've been believing that. Because of those lies that I was told when I was younger, I had that image in me, and I was believing that. And I would instill that in myself. And so for a long time, I believed that I wouldn't amount to anything. I believed I couldn't go to anyone and tell them when I really did actually get raped. I couldn't tell anyone because they wouldn't believe me. I felt that no one would help me. No one would believe my side. But we have to remember that we serve an awesome God, a faithful God, a just God, a God that's on time, who's there to wipe away everything that has happened to us, it happened for a reason, so that I can share it with all of you and I can share it with other women. But it happened for me to be mature, for me to open my eyes and see, okay, I've been putting myself in bad situations, that he actually gave me a way to escape. But I pushed that aside and said, no, that's just me thinking crazy. I'm going to go ahead and be with the in crowd. I'm going to go ahead and do what I need to do and, you know, to fit in or to feel like I was fitting in, to feel like I was liked. But we have to purify our minds and remember to watch what we're watching on TV. Because if you're watching shows, I used to watch Law and Order. All the different crazy CSI and different things like that, say, oh, I know how to get out of a situation if this happens and this and that. And I began to dream about that stuff because it's being planted into me and I'm dreaming about it, I'm thinking about it, and that's not right. Now, if I'm watching the right stuff, not Desperate Housewives, not all the top shows that are on, and I'm not listening to How to Drop Like It's Hot or anything crazy that they're playing on the radio station, then I wouldn't feel like I have to fit in and I have to conform to those things. But I need to listen to the right things so that I know how to act, how to conduct myself, how to live prosperous, and know that I'm created uniquely for a purpose and for a plan that he has for me. I spoke before about garbage in, garbage out. Because when we're fed these things, we take an image of it. And we store it, but we spit it out. And we maybe think, oh, I forgot about that. But the devil knows how to flip that and bring it right back to your memory when you don't need it at all. And the next scripture I'm going to go to is Proverbs 23:7. This one's not on there, but you can write it down so you can look it up later. It's Proverbs 23:7. It says, for as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. Eat and drink, he says to you, but his heart is not with you. What that is saying, that as you think, that's how you act. So we can be thinking, okay, like I said, people told me I wouldn't amount to anything. That's what I started believing. I'm not going to amount to anything. I'm not going to be successful. I'm not going to be able to do any of these things. But God, let me know that I called you. God, let me know that you can be anything you dreamed. And even let me know that I can excel. When I said that they told me I wouldn't be able to graduate from high school, he put me in a program and be able to help me to excel even the credits I was supposed to have. So I could have graduated early if I wanted to. So that just let me know that, you know, God has a plan for us. And he's destined us for a purpose. And we have to remember what they're feeding in is not what we always need to allow to us to hold on to. They will speak lies and speak down about you, but you have to realize that, who did God say I am? Who did God call me to be? Who did he say I am? Who did he create me to be? And a lot of times we fail to take the time to ask him, God, who did you design me to be? You know, I've been given this identity from the world, but what do you say? Who do you say I am? How am I supposed to act? He said, I called you to be a mother. I called you to be a teacher. I called you to be a friend. I called you to be what I designed you to be, not what they think. You know, the world said that I would be a little shy person and wouldn't be able to amount to anything. But God said, I called you to go before men and show them my light as you are broken and ready to be used. And I was like, wow, God, that's awesome that, you know, he could take something that's nothing and make it into something beautiful. The next scripture I'm going to go to is Matthew 5 and verse 27. It says, for you have heard that it is said, you should not commit adultery. But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So right there is letting us know if we look at someone and we're thinking bad things, we've already committed that sin. So right now, we need to ask God to purify our minds so that we're thinking the right things, so that we're thinking things that are going to edify him, and that we have our mind set on the right things so that we're not thinking down and we're not looking at the picture the wrong way, but we're looking the way he would have us to look, with the right eyes, the right mind frame. And that transitions us into purity of the heart, because with the mind and the heart, they're connected as though they are different parts that are connected. Because what you feed into your mind begins to transfer to your heart. And that's how you begin to walk out that purpose. So we need to have purity of the heart. And what purity of the heart, we're going to go into Matthew chapter 5. And I'm going to read verse 3 through 10. It says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they are comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they will inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the poor in heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted because of his righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." But I want to hone into verse 8. It says, "Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God." So right there, it's letting us know our heart needs to be pure. Our motives need to be pure. Our intentions need to be pure for us to see God. If we're not purifying ourselves daily we have to. Because we can say, "Oh, okay, I purified myself today." But when you wake up tomorrow, your mind may be set on something different. You may see something glimpse in a commercial and it's in your mind somewhere where it doesn't need to be. You may see something in an instant and it make you act a certain way that you're not supposed to act. So we have to daily do it. Daily say, "God, okay, I need you to purify my thoughts, purify my mind, purify my mouth so that I'm speaking the right things. So that you close it when I don't need to say something. You open it when it needs to be opened. And that when I do open it, I say all that you want me to say, and I'm not saying anything out of my flesh, out of my own desires, out of my own will, but I'm saying all that you want me to say." Mm-hmm. Because we always have to remember that no matter who we're around, there's always someone watching. And whoever's watching, that might be the person that God put you in that position for. At the job I'm at right now, I sit right next to a lady who has a sign up that says, "Proud Atheist." Wow. Okay. And for a while, I was like, "God, I don't want to sit here. I don't want to be here." And then I realized that I saw that sign, and God said, "You're here for a reason. You're sitting here for a reason." So no matter how rude she is or how she acts, you just love on her with the love of Christ. Yeah. And I was like, "Okay, God, this is going to be hard to do because the lady is, sometimes she can be rude. Sometimes she can be down and, you know, and just, some people are, they come to work and they're like, 'Oh, I have to go to work.'" I was like, "But you have a job. There's so many people that don't have one. So be thankful." And, you know, and I just try and say, "Okay, God, what do you want me to say today? How do you want me to act? What do you want me to say?" Because I can go in there being negative and, you know, be offended by different things that she says or how she acts. But God said, "You know what? You're a light to everyone you come in contact with. You're there to witness and to, you know, show them the love of Christ no matter what's going on." And so I make sure I say good morning to her. I make sure that I say, ask her how she's doing. I make sure that, you know, I'm there to be a light, to be an example. And that's only because God has purified me on a daily basis. Because if I was in my flesh, it probably would be bad. You know, it probably would be bad at times. But, you know, we're a work in process. I'm not saying that I'm perfect, but I'm daily being perfected. I'm striving to be perfected on a daily basis. And that's what we all need to have. We need to continue to ask God, purify me. Show me the right way. How do I do this? What do you want me to say? How do you want me to act? Take less of me out so that I can have more of you. Because dying to our flesh, we need more of God. And the only way we can have more of God is that means we have to die to our flesh, our desires, our ways, and allow him to rise in us, allow him to show us which way to go, what to do, how to act. What to say. The next scripture I'm going to go to is 1 Timothy 5, or 1 Timothy 1, verse 5. "The goal of the command is love, which comes from a pure heart and good conscience and sincere faith." The scriptures he kept giving me was to have a pure heart, pure heart, pure heart. And that's one thing we struggle with. Because like they said, you go through issues and you're weighed down by those things. Someone said something wrong and you tucked it away. You're like, "Oh no, I'm over it." But you tucked it away. You tried to put a Band-Aid on that little fix so that you think, "Okay, it's all better now. I put a Band-Aid on it. I'm okay." But really, you didn't allow that to be cleaned out. You didn't allow it to be purified. You didn't allow God to get to the root of that hurt and take it out. You didn't allow God to help you to forgive and to heal all that, you know, that was broken and battered and bruised. And that's one thing we need to ask him to do. We need to allow him to show us so that we have a pure heart. And that way we can have sincere faith and we can worship him and all that we do and say. The next scripture, or I'm going to read this story I have. It's a quote I got from a daily devotional. And it was a father and a son. They're driving down the road and they see a watermelon patch. And the dad said, "We're going to pull off and we're going to get a watermelon, but I need you to stand lookout. Look and see, make sure no one's coming, okay? Just tell me if someone's coming." So he goes and he's trying to get a watermelon. He's like, "Is anyone coming? Are you looking both ways?" And the boy said, "Yeah, I'm looking both ways, but why aren't we looking up?" A lot of times we look to see who's watching us and we don't stop to look up and see if God's watching us. And we have to realize he's always watching, no matter where we are, what we're doing, what we're saying. If we think, "Oh, I'm closed by myself, no one's here, no one knows what I'm reading, what I'm really looking at." But God's there. God's there. And if you have to question yourself about it, then obviously you might not be doing the right thing. If you have to stop and say, "Really, should I be?" If you're hesitant, it's not right. It's not right. And so that story stuck out to me because a lot of times we look to the left and we look to the right, but we're not looking to the one who needs to be directing us, the one who we really have to answer to. And that's what we find fault with. I want to read also the scripture, Philippians 4 and verse 8 and 9. It says, "Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent and praiseworthy, think on such things. Whatever you have learned and received or heard from me or seen in me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be with you." So right there, he's letting us know to think on things that are praiseworthy, things that are right. Not saying that, okay, everywhere I go, I got to have Jesus on mind, which we should always be in that mind frame, but it's not always happening. But we need to have the right motives, the right attitude. Okay, these people are sitting here, they're gossiping about something going on. Do I really need to be in that conversation and give him my 2 cents? Or should I be like, you know, I'm not going to even go over there with them. I'm going to pray about the situation and keep moving. We had an issue happen just this week at work. And it just hit me because I was like, those people probably have kids at home. They have families that are going to be affected by a mistake they did. And I just had to stop and say, okay, I'm not going to play into what everyone's saying and try and find out the big picture of everything going on because it's not my business. But I'm going to stop and pray for them, and I'm going to keep it moving. Because feeding into that, not only can I lose my job, not only can I mess up, make the situation even worse, but I can entertain those around me. And I'm feeding into that. And like I said, you don't know who is watching. There's someone always watching. You may think, okay, I'm by myself and I'm just going to do my own thing. There's someone at that store that you were just in there thinking about, oh, I should watch this movie, or you're getting something you shouldn't be getting. That person right there is watching you. Or you're lifting your hands. You're like, okay, well, I'm just going to go through the motions. God, I thank you. I'm here to do praise and worship. That person's seeing you halfway do it. And they're saying, okay, maybe that's what I'm supposed to be doing. I'm only supposed to do halfway because that's what they're doing. We have to lead by example. To our peers, to our younger siblings, to even we have to be an example to our parents and to our older family members and friends. God allowed me to, when I began to really begin to live out walking for Christ and really begin to go to church and not just go through the emotions, but really begin to develop a relationship, God allowed me to be a light to my parents. God allowed me to be a light to my sisters. And I was like, God, isn't it supposed to be the other way? But God does things the way he wants to do things. And sometimes people have to be reminded of what it means to fall in love with God, what it looks like to allow him to purify you on a daily basis, what it looks like to really have pure love for God and really just love him with all you have and know that in spite of everything going on, God, I love you. I trust you. Everything's falling around me, but God, I trust you. I love the movie Facing the Giants. Mm-hmm. That is my movie, because everything was crumbling around. And he just had to cry out to God and said, God, I still trust you. I still believe. And I still will give it all that I got. And they learned. He taught those boys how to praise him. If they win or if they lose, they still praise him. And that's one thing we have to remember on a daily basis. If it's a good day, I'm going to praise him. And if it's a bad, I'm going to praise him. And even in the midst of going through, I'm going to praise him. And one thing that God always reminds me is, I may not be where I want to be or be who I want to be, but I thank God I'm not who I used to be.
Yeah. Amen.
That's one thing we always forget. We think about, oh, I was out there kicking it and this and that, but I'm not that person anymore. God cleansed me. He purified me. He gave me a new start. He gave me a new identity, a new outlook, something new to be excited about. And for that, I can praise him. Even if he doesn't do anything else, I can praise him. And that's one thing we take lightly, and we shouldn't take lightly. It's an honor and a privilege to be in a country where we can freely worship, where we don't have to hide away. In China, some people have to hide just to worship, just to praise. My husband actually, a few months ago, saw on YouTube, they actually put it on YouTube, a man that ended up converting to Christianity ended up getting beheaded. Because he said, I love Jesus and I'm going to live for him. And that's one thing, you know, we forget to just, you know, give God all we got and just let go and just say, okay, God, I'm going to trust you. One thing he's always reminding me is, if someone was to put a gun to your head today, would you be ready to say, God, I trust you. God, I believe. I'm sold out. I'm a child of the living God. And be able to stand, take a stance for him. Be able to say, God, okay, I'm going to die for you. I would. Just like, I don't remember what the guy's name is or where it is in the Bible exactly at this moment. It slipped my mind. But he was going to sacrifice his son. And it was hard and it was tough. But he went all the way to the extent of doing it. And God had a ram in the bush. And that's what God's saying. If you give it all that you got, I'll be right there. Amen. When you feel like you're giving up, I'll be right there. He's even there on the way in the process. When you're getting close to your end of your rope and you're like, okay, God, I need you to come through. I don't know what to do. He's right there saying, okay, I hear you. I hear you. I love you. Just hang on. Just hang on. I heard a story before about a young man who was being picked on, and this gentleman came and he said, okay, I'm gonna take a step and I'm gonna help this little boy. So he went to help the young man and he became friends with him. And that day he became friends with them was the day he was gonna take his life. But because God set it up to where that guy said, okay, I'm just gonna go and help him. I don't know why God is taking me down this path right now, because this was not in my notes. But we get set up in situations where we need to just, okay, God, what do you want me to do? Mm-hmm. How do you want me to act? And a lot of times we feel like we're inadequate. We feel like, God, I'm not ready to do this. Is this really what you want me to do? And we have a lot of questions and we question everything. But God has us uniquely designed for a purpose and a plan. And as long as we are willing to submit and surrender, He'll put us in the right place at the right time to do exactly what he wants us to do. But we have to be willing and able, ready to surrender. And I love the way that my sister always says when she's going through, she says, hands lifted, head held high, just looking up to God. Because it's out of my hands. When your hands lifted, you can't say, okay, I'm going to do this on my own. I'm going to jump from A to Z because I can do this. I got this. No, you have to be able to lift your hands and say, God, I can't do this. This is all you. Mm-hmm. It's not me anymore. I give you everything. So with us getting back to purity, we have to ask God to continue to give us that mind and heart transfer so that our mind and our heart is submitted to doing God's will. Our mind and our heart is lining up with what his word says. Our mind and our heart is totally purified. Like I said, it's a purifying process. Just like the gold goes through that process. It's pulled, it's stretched, and it's in a heated position at one point where it's being molded, melted And a lot of times we feel like we're being pressed and we don't know what to do and we feel like we're in this fire. But just like God was with Daniel and the lion's den, just like he was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he's there with you, there to purify you. Even though you've been tested, you've been tried, he's purifying you to make you right for the battle, to make you right for the next things to come. Because he's a keeper, like she said. He's kept you from some things, and he's keeping you for something. So you're on a journey, and he's not through you yet. He has a purpose and a plan, and your destination, only he will know. But we have to be willing and able to submit to his will and just allow him to get us there. It may be hard along the way. We may feel like we have to give up or we want to give up, but we have to continue to tie a knot and say, God, I'm hanging in there. Even though I feel like throwing in a rope, I'm going to hang in there, and I'm going to let you guide me. So I want to just pray for anyone that is dealing with issues of feeling pure, and maybe you felt weighed down, and you feel like, you know, I have some issues I'm dealing with, and I really need God to purge me of. There's some things, some scars that I've still been holding on to. There's some battle wounds that you have. But you need God to purify you. I want to pray with you. And I'll just pray.
Thank you for listening to today's message. We pray that it would impact you, that you would continue to grow in your life with Christ. Once again, if you would like any more podcasts of our messages at New Creation Christian Center, you can go to www.newcreationwa.org and feel free to download it, share it with your friends and family so people can see how God is changing our lives as we continue to be formed into the new creation that he has called us to be.